Hello, and welcome to this very special podcast. The three of
Oh.
us are having a threesome around the mic. Hello. Say
Howdy.
hello, Caesarboo.
Hi.
And say hello, Korean one.
Hi.
Hi.
Alright. Can I? Alright, first off, I want to point out that. Does anyone notice how you see McDonald's adverts, but they're never actually advertising their food? They're always just saying that it's actual food. It's not like, hey,
Yes,
try
that's
the
what I
burger.
look for when I go for a burger.
It's never like, try our delicious new cheeseburger. It's always like, we use real beef, by the way. Yeah, it's a pain. It's such. It's yeah. I hate McDonald's, so I
You
don't
know what
care.
I hate? I hate the names, because they have a burger called the Big Tasty, and I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, seriously. It's like
McDonald's
it's
Rule
like
34, am I right?
it's like McDonald Big Tasty.
Yeah, but it's like the
It's like the
adverts.
Ronald
It's a very
McDonald
nice
had the
tall
Big
burger,
Tasty.
everything perfect places, whereas in the actual burger it's just a squashed piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Wait,
I wish
because
that you were using a euphemism. I really do.
wait, what how did the e-meme come a thing? What is it? I don't get it.
How did the what?
How did the e-meme become a thing? Yeah, you know,
E-meme
the
Digital
e.
Business Solutions? I
I
mean, there's a
no
website
no
called
just
eMeme.com.
the letter E.
eMeme.
E-meme.
Lord
Lord
Farquaad, Markiplier
Farquaad,
E.
Mark
Know Your
Plant.
Meme.com. That
Yeah,
sounds
no, yeah.
about right.
And welcome back to Behind the Meme.
This is
This
the
is a
origin is from a photoshopped
origin from
image
Photoshop.
of Markiplier on Lord Farquaad's face with the letter E
Oh,
on it.
that's. Oh yeah. That's our WhatsApp. That's our WhatsApp. Thing. What do you guys think of the Globgo Gab Galab?
The glob glob glab glab. Well, it's kind of like Raxacoracophallopotorius, isn't it? It's worse. It's worse.
I'm gonna pretend what you. I'm gonna pretend I know what you're talking about. What does
Raxacoracophallopotorius.
If this is actual, what does Globgo Gab Galab mean?
Hang on. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm googling lots of
I'm
things.
googling lots of things.
Glob
Okay.
glab glob.
Go Gab
Glob glob
Galab.
glab glalab. This.
No, it's Globgo Gab Galab like this.
Go gab. Oh yeah, glob go
Oh yeah,
gab the
Globgo
lab.
Gab
Yeah.
Galab.
It's.
I am the glob glow gabgala.
I am the
I
glob glow
love
glab glab.
books and this.
Yeah,
And of course, everybody's made an Amazon Echo version because of course they have. That makes
Yeah.
complete
Oh
sense.
yeah. All right. What's your like least favorite thing that that they do in adverts that just like annoys you?
Oh god, it's when they try to be relevant.
Oh yeah. When they try to like the new League of Legends ad that's like, it like tries to be funny and it is funny, but it just doesn't make me want to play the game. I mean, I have 5,000 hours on the game, but it doesn't make me want to play it.
With all due
With
respect,
all due
like you
respect,
have an issue.
he has lots of
It's
them.
an really Well, yeah, it's one of your issues, but it's bad. It's an addiction. Like,
Hey,
seriously.
I no. I've been playing it since 2009.
Oh,
Well, not two.
Jesus.
Sorry, not 2009. 2013.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
It was
Yeah,
really.
thanks for proving our point.
In 2015, a Chinese river cruise ship capsized on an overnight voyage when it was hit by a Honeydew waterspout. I have no idea what that is. I was just looking up boats that sank.
Okay, now I'm just looking up ironic news stories.
Yo, that's so cool.
An anti-piracy group accused of stealing the photo they used in an anti-piracy ad.
GG easy. Okay.
That's a great metaphor
This is an
by that.
American one. They made a film about Noah's Ark, and they had to cancel lots of screenings because there were lots of floods throughout the entire town. That's it's going.
No,
And then a
I
boat
remember.
came and killed the director.
Don't you remember years ago there was going to be a Halo movie? What? Remember that? The Halo movie?
Oh, God, yeah. That would have been awful. Two men have been banned from an all-you-can-eat restaurant after their appetites left the manager fearing for the future of his business.
Nice. Mm. Wait, it's actually a movie? Wait. Give me a sec. What the fuck? Okay.
Oh my God, wait, did it come out? Hang on, he's yeah, just sent an out. IMDb thing through our Discord.
What?
Halo film updated. Oh, it's in production. It's
been in production. Yes.
IMDb says it's in production. So, I don't think.
Feature film based on popular video game, Halo. Yeah. Halo popular. Oh yeah, earlier, you know the infographic show?
Yeah.
No.
So I watch their videos occasionally because they actually do some quite interesting videos. But recently, I unsubscribed because guess what I saw? Wait, I'll link it.
And this is the noise that he makes when he's thinking. Man buys penis enlarger, gets magnifying glass instead.
Well, I mean, they didn't lie, so.
Oh, autoplay videos. This is something I hate. Autoplay videos are the worst.
No, I love autoplay videos. Because I'm really lazy, so I don't. And I have one monitor, so like. When I'm playing League.
I go on a news website.
BuzzFeed.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I go on a news website, and automatically starts playing.
I unsubscribed because of this. Look at this.
Okay.
How low do you have to stoop to make this?
Okay, what he sent through here is... you do realise they can't see this. I'll put this in the show notes. Yeah. But it's Ninja versus an average player on Fortnite.
I hate Fortnite.
Disgusting. Like, actually
I hate
disgusting.
It so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's a steaming pile of shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, the thing is, it was actually okay at the start when no one knew how to play and I got 400 hours on it, shush. When no one knew how to play, but then they started just adding dumb shit all the time.
Yeah. Well, the best part is that now Fortnite's being sued by PlayerUnknown's.
Wait, for what?
For copying and copying.
No, they're not anymore. Does that mean H1Z1 sues PUBG? Does that mean Minecraft Hunger Games sues H1Z1?
Yeah, I know. It's. I mean, it's on the BBC, so clearly it's kicked up a stir.
Honestly, you know what? If I were Microsoft, I'd sell Minecraft.
Yeah.
Because it's just going down. Like, alright.
Oh, apparently you can now be fined for using an Apple Watch in your car.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, for just having it on or for looking about it?
For looking at it. Apparently it's a distraction just like a phone, said a Canadian judge. But she was just doing it at the time. Ooh, Microsoft has just bought GitHub.
Wait, really?
Yeah, $7.5 billion.
Fascinating.
That is fascinating.
Jesus Christ, GitHub for...
$7.5 billion.
Billion or million?
That's a lot of billion.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of money for a text-based website.
Yeah, exactly.
Most websites are text-based.
Yeah, I know, but like, still.
Yeah, that's hey Carlos, that's a lot of money for an HTML website, XD.
Yeah, but basically, what we're doing now is we've run out of things to talk about, so we're literally just scrolling through Reddit.
Wait, a Guatemalan volcano erupted. Why South Africa? Wait, guys. Why South African children are drowning in toilets?
Oh dear, this is bad.
No, it looks great.
No, I was just looking at that. I was looking at something else.
Michael Compay's parents plan to appeal against a recent ruling which denied their claim for damages after he drowned in a toilet.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna not look at the BBC anymore because some stuff on there is really quite disturbing.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah. Google BBC my vagina choice.
When you've grown up on Live Leak, you're kind of like, meh.
Mm.
Okay, Terminator has arrived in China.
Terminator?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Great. It's WWDC tomorrow, apparently. We're recording this on the 4th, and it's WWDC tomorrow.
What's that?
It's
Worldwide Developers Conference. It's where Apple announces...
No, it's Worldwide Dabbing Center.
Wait, you two. I need to test your intelligence. Like, okay. people say IQ isn't how smart you are, and like how it can never measure how smart someone is. But I have a foolproof test, okay?
Okay.
What is the most unattractive name in the English language?
Fortnite.
Cameron.
No, that's closer.
Cameroon.
Alright, you're both dumb.
I know.
Keith! That is a good point. Yeah, Keith. Keith's a fucking disgusting name, isn't it?
Yeah.
If your name is Keith and you're listening to the podcast, fuck you.
Thief.
My Google Home Mini can't understand me.
It understands me.
Were you trying to speak to it in Korean?
No. I speak to it in English. But the thing is like, I posted on my story on Instagram the other day. I was like, hey Alexa, play Caffeine Wash on Spotify, and it was like, I cannot find Caffeine Wash on Spotify.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah. I was looking. I just couldn't find it. It's really annoying.
If you were gonna have a kid, what would you name it if it was like a boy?
Boy.
Accident number one.
Boy. Baby names. Are you like putting numbers on them? Explore most popular baby boy names. The most popular name apparently is Noah.
Noah, that's a terrible name.
It is an awful name. Logan is on Logan the rise.
Paul. Yeah. Be a maverick, dude.
Yeah. Theo is also rising. Arthur and Reggie. So right now, the top 100 most popular are Oliver, Harry, Jack, George, Noah, Charlie, Jacob, Alfie, Freddy, Oscar.
Wait, let me look for... I can't find Jin on this, that's a feel bad. Wait, what about, let's, where's Keith on this top 1,000 baby name? 493rd is Keith. That is not okay. It should be 1,000.
The thing is, Keith...
It's above Alec. Alec's a nice name.
The thing with Alec is that they don't really count it. The same with Alexi, because they just put it all under Alexander.
Yeah. No, because...
Well, his name is Alexander.
Yeah, still not the point. Like, it's all combined.
Alexis is 396.
Isn't that a girl's name?
No. I don't know.
Oh, it's probably unisex, isn't it?
Wait, what about the top baby named worldwide? I thought Mohammed was, like, the most popular.
Yeah, I think this is most popular baby names of 2018.
Oh, right. Most popular for girls is in the United States.
It's not over for 2018.
In the top 10 popular names for girls in the United States is Sophia. In Italy, it's Sophia. In the United Kingdom, it's Amelia. Australia, Charlotte. Germany, Mia. India, Sanvi? I don't know. Chile, Martina.
Chile, Martinis.
I'm looking at 2018. Apparently, in the entire world, girl's name most popular was Emma, and boy's name most popular was Liam.
Liam? No, Liam. It can't be that.
Apparently. Anyway... Should we look at something else?
Yeah.
Should we talk about the demise of Princess of Wales? Or is that a bit too contentious?
Can we talk about Northern Ireland?
Oh, I'm going to talk about Northern Ireland. Yeah, that's fun. Basically, the IRA is back and we're all going to die. Also, they just legalised... Well, they're going to legalise abortion, apparently.
That was Southern Ireland.
I get confused with Wrong Ireland. It's like everybody who lives in the UK forgets that Northern Ireland exists, because quite frankly, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, soon we're going to have an actual border.
Yeah.
Borders blow.
Yeah, apparently in Northern Ireland, there is no access to legal abortions.
That sounds
It was established in all of the UK in 1967, except for Northern Ireland.
I mean, that doesn't at all surprise me, you know?
I know, it is possible, but only very specific circumstances. Only permitted if the woman's life is at risk or if there's a permanent or serious risk to her mental or physical health. And apparently fatal fetal abnormalities, rape and incest are not circumstances in which abortions can be performed legally.
What the fuck? That's dumb.
Yeah. Anyway, that's fun. Oh, God.
I just accidentally sit on the baby once it's born.
You could just do that.
The thing is, there's a difference.
People still alive, like, aren't you?
No, people like, I dropped the baby on its head. Mm. But the real problem is accidentally putting it in the oven instead of the turkey.
Hang on, I'm going to Google, because I want to see UK religion. Like, percentages? Here we go, this is a survey. It's a Guardian survey, but it's still a survey. And according to this, the Church of England is in a catastrophic fall in the proportion of young adults who describe themselves as Anglican. Only 3%...
that's what happens when they're all pedos.
Yeah, 3% of adults under 24 describe themselves as Anglican. Fewer than 5% identify as Catholic.
Wait. What's Anglican?
I'm a bit Church of England.
All right.
53% of all adults describe themselves as having no religious affiliation, which is now a majority. Yay!
Yes, I know too.
It's great. I'm just going to Google funny news stories again, because that sounds fun.
Oh, right. Listen to this. In 1971, there were 470 terrorist attacks in the world.
Mm.
And then in 2014, 16,860.
America, 17,000.
Yes.
You're gonna do 140 terrorist attacks.
Mm. Yes. I'm gonna blow myself up and go stick myself back together.
Oh my God! Donald Trump's hotel in Scotland has banned Iron Brew.
No, I fucking love Iron Brew, dude.
They're not.
I remain indifferent.
A World War I soldier's 103-year-old chocolate was found. It was found in a collection belonging to war hero Richard Bullimore, along with cigarettes, medals, and letters. It's actually got Cadbury engraved into it. God damn.
Oh, from 1970 to 9/11, rank one for all terrorist attacks with Colombia, then Peru, then El Salvador, then Northern Ireland, then India, then Spain, then Turkey, then Chile, then Sri Lanka, then the Philippines. And then 9/11 to 2008, it's Iraq, India, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Thailand, Philippines, Russia, Colombia, Israel.
Basically, the fun countries.
Yeah, but look at this, but listen to this. From 1970 to 9/11, Colombia was number one. It was 8.88% of all attacks. And then 9/11 to 2008... number one was Iraq with 25.77% of all attacks, and then
25.77.
And then you go and look at how many there were in that time frame, and then you're like, oh shit.
But I just found a quiz, which is which Kim said what. It's Kim Kardashian and Kim Jong Un. You have to guess who said which quote.
Wait,
I'm going to blow up the world.
Okay, hang on. Right, so this is you need to try and guess whether it's Kim Jong Un or Kim Kardashian. The perfect date for me would be staying at home, making a big picnic in bed, eating Wotsits and cookies while watching cable TV.
That's definitely Kim Jong Un, Kardashian, because they're not allowed.
It is Kardashian. Right.
Because they're not allowed.
Patriotism is not an abstract concept. It buds out from the love for one's parents, spouses, and children, and further develops into the love for one's country.
Kim Jong Un, Kim Kardashian's too dumb to say that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the whole country is engulfed with happiness and the people endlessly inspired.
Both of them.
That's Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un. It is. Stretch marks are my biggest fear of life.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
No! It's Kardashian. Can I just say,
Kim Kardashian's kid has like the coolest name ever. Like, I know it's a meme that her name's Northwest, but like the name North.
What poor child?
I always pee all over my Spanx. It's a disaster. They aren't crotchless enough.
Kim Jong-un, of course.
Yeah, it's Kim Kardashian. I actually have, like, quite a few... Oh, Jesus Christ. Police finally catch serial toilet clogger who targeted dozens of bathrooms.
Well, now you mention it, there are some police...
Oh, God, this is in America.
No shit.
Oh, my God. If you notice any damage to the public bathrooms, please call the police department immediately.
Hello?
Hello? Have a SWAT team come.
There's some toilet paper in this toilet. Get the fuck over here.
Okay, right. I have a little quiz here.
Are you gay? Yes, no.
No. So this is... Now, there was a lot of thing a while ago, because David Cameron wanted to change the...
Fuck pig.
No. He wanted to change the citizenship test.
Oh, what did you want to change it to?
Basically, he wanted to change it to something else, but the internet said, oh, fuck, no. And they made their own more accurate UK citizenship test. So
how many people are in a Scottish jury, by the way?
Probably not 12. It's probably like 11 or 13.
That's one of the questions on the UK citizenship test.
Anyway, so this is a question. So please complete the following question. Complete the phrase. It's nice to see you. To see you blank.
Yay. To see you is nice.
Good. Right, what is the correct response when someone drops a tray in the middle of a canteen? A. Laughter. B. Applause. Or C. Offer help cleaning up.
None of them.
All of them.
Honestly, if that happened, I would, like, it's obviously, give them help. But I wouldn't do any of them. I'd just walk away.
Like in the UK, if somebody drops something, what do you say? Do
you laugh, dropped my crumpets.
Do you clap or do you help clean up?
Of all of them, you help clean up.
Really? No, it's applause. Like if somebody drops something, everybody goes, hey!
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, of course it is. Right, here is an image, and you need to answer which one is ant and which one is Deck.
The one on the left is ant and the one on the right is Deck.
Okay. Now the question is, do you want salt and vinegar?
Huh?
Do you want salt and vinegar?
No, I would prefer cheese and onion. Or prawn cocktail.
But like in the UK in general, what do you say?
Salted, yes.
Yes, good. When does the DFS sale come to the end? A, when hell freezes over. B, at the end of the year. Or C, in the next 7 days.
When hell freezes over.
Correct.
Yeah, when hell
freezes over. Please complete the following question. Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Blank?
I have no idea. Who do you think... Wait.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Blank?
Mr. Hitler.
There we go, Hitler. So, this is the UK is experiencing very hot weather. The headline in The Sun reads, Phew, what a blank. Is it A, relief, B, pair of baps, or C, scorcher?
What's a pair of baps?
I don't know. Well, it's The Sun, so you can probably assume.
Scorching shit? I don't know.
You have met
scorching
a girl...
Okay.
You have met a girl from Greece. What might she have a thirst for? Is it A,
money.
Knowledge, B, Retsina, or C, European financial assistance?
Yeah, European financial assistance. Carlos, can I just say?
Yeah.
Do you have dysentery?
Of what?
Do you have dysentery?
Editor's note, he means dysentery.
You know the diarrhea disease that people got on the slave ship?
Oh, right.
Remember that? It was on that thing. And it was on... It was
How
on
do
that
you know?
Thing for the assessment.
Oh, was it? I have no idea. Anyway, you are at a football match. How might supporters of the opposing team be going home? A, in a fucking ambulance. B, on a delayed
ambulance.
Train. Or C, promptly.
Ambulance. Or a delayed ambulance. Train.
So
how about a delayed ambulance train?
Oh, that could be a thing. Which Second World War relic is housed in the Albert Hall? Is it A, a Spitfire, B, a gas mask,
Queen Victoria's head,
or C, one of Hitler's testicles?
Let's just hope. Let's just hope that someone from Dallas doesn't put 3 liters of 3 liters of fuel onto the Spitfire, and then someone lights it, and they're only able to put out one of the patches of fuel.
That's great.
Do you not know
the song? For the,
is it Hitler's testicle?
Yeah, of course it's Hitler's testicle. Hang on. Did they take it? No, it's just a song. It's Hitler has only got one ball. It's a classic song.
I don't need to see it, girls.
Yes, you do.
Please
do. You do.
Next question.
Okay, I'll put it in the
you
show
need
notes. It's great. That was all the questions. Hang on, I'm just gonna Google hang on. British questions. 26 questions that British people need to answer right now.
Is this one of these things like 10 questions black people have for white people? Why do you hate us? We don't.
Number one, Why do all British people look inherently evil?
Because
James Bond.
No, because their skin has gotten darker because of all the tea they drink, so they're evil.
Question two. Why do British people say it's okay after someone says thank you?
Because it is okay.
I don't know why.
Why do British people love Christmas specials?
Because we've got a very low bar.
They've seen the same one so many times, that they know every single word to it.
Why do British people say maths? Why do you want more than one math?
Because you're not doing one song, you're doing more than one song,
Basically, we have no idea. Right. Essentially, we assume that maths comes from mathematics, so we assume that because that has an S at the end of it, we should put another S, because that would make sense. Right, question 8. Why do British people feel the need to strip off when they see the slightest bit of sun?
Because we see it so little that we're conditioned to the weather.
To become vampires and turn to ash.
Well, we are now, I'm afraid, almost out of time by about exactly 32 seconds.
It is
a field bad. Should we end on a good question? Hang on. Let's hear it. Why do British people make fun of American people for being fat? There's a ton of really fat British people, like Harry Potter's uncle.
Because more American people are fat.
Creative ways.
And by more people, I mean everyone in America. Bye, love you, Carlos.
Bye. Goodbye, Korean. Goodbye, British guy. Goodbye, the other person.
Goodbye, Welsh-Spanish hybrid.
Hi. Bye.